When we hear of Jesus' own coming, sometimes we think that Jesus came unexpectedly. Well, that happens in some perspective. But remember, when God, our Heavenly Father, sent His only begotten Son to come to save us, to live like us in all things but sin, according to the words of St. Paul, He didn't just let Jesus pop out of nowhere and come to us. He prepared the way for His only begotten Son to the prophets, from ages past, just like what St. Paul said, that in the culmination of time, Jesus came to fulfill what had written about Him before. And that's why in the first reading today, we hear about one of the titles for the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. And this peace was something that was unheard of during the time of the prophet Isaiah, imagining what Israel was going through that time, and promising peace, that somehow this Messiah going to come and give us this peace, even though we were struggling against all the nations around us. Who is He? And this peace was much deeper than what they understood it to be. And for us as Christians, we have to understand that peace is not just an absence of war, or it's an absence of violence, or an absence of struggle. Peace is the recognition that God is with us, and we're able to rest in Him. The Prince of Peace gives us this peace that comes deep from within, the peace that can only be found in God, and the peace in knowing who we are in the sight of God. So in order for us to have peace, I would like to ask you this question: who are we? If we don't know who we are, as beloved sons and daughters of God, everything around us will agitate us, will pull us, and will make us lose our peace. Whether it's Cyber Monday deals today, or all of the holiday shoppings and all these things, or the sensationalistic news media that we have with another variant coming out and stuff like that. They're all there to kind of trigger us, because that's how they sell news. That's how they sell more stuff, by making us reactionary, by making us focus on the things that we're missing out, or the things that seem to be important. But it's important to find us, for us to find peace in God, to know that no matter what happens, of course, we need to learn how to be flexible and adapt, but to also find rest in Him. And the greatest way for us to rest in Him is, of course, through the Eucharist, through the Mass. At each and every Mass, and that's why before we receive communion, before we receive the Eucharist, we repeat the same words that the centurion said today. When the priest holds up Jesus in the Eucharist, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." Following the own words of St. John the Baptist, the precursor, the one who prepared the way of the Lord. And everyone in the congregation responds with the words that the centurion says, "Lord, I am not worthy to receive You, but if You only say one word, and my soul shall be healed." What is that one word? That word is peace. That word is true. This is My body. This is My blood given up for you. In the midst of what's going on in our society, our world, our time right now, we know that Christ's love for us is real, because it's true. And His word is never changing. The same words we hear at each and every Mass, Christ says to us in a very personal and intimate way through the mouth of the priest: "My body, My blood, given up for you." Therefore, my brothers and sisters, if we truly believe in Christ's faithfulness and His love for us, His one word will be sufficient, will be more than enough than what this world can ever offer us. Therefore, let us find our peace, our rest, our consolation, as well as to know who we are, our identity that cannot be replaced, cannot be unshaken, or cannot be changed by the things of this world.